I'm Marco Werman. This is The World. Several teams have already played their first games of the World Cup in Brazil. One that hasn't yet is Bosnia-Herzegovina. Now, I know I told you I'm rooting for Cameroon, but I'm tempted to switch to Bosnia after speaking with Akif Kogo. He's from St. Louis, Missouri, home to a huge Bosnian community, and he says everyone there is pumped for Bosnia's first appearance ever at a World Cup.
The whole community is buzzing about this. Shops are full of jerseys. Every single Bosnian restaurant, bar will broadcast games. It's definitely something that cannot be avoided in conversations.
Akif Kogo, by the way, is the author of A Guide to Bosnian St. Louis. Many Bosnians in St. Louis are refugees who fled the ethnic violence of the war in Bosnia in the 1990s. But now, Kogo says, the Bosnian national soccer team is a model of unity.
Now we have a very diverse group of young men there. We're talking about Muslims. We're talking about Orthodox Christians. We're talking about Catholics. Playing together as a unit, something that was really hard to achieve for the last 20 years since after the war, but this team is showing that they can, regardless of their differences, they are able to work as one unit and proceed from there.
Yeah, that's really impressive. The co-captain of the Bosnian team, help me out with his name. What's his name?
Zvezdan Misimovic.
Zvezdan, an ethnic Serb, and let's remember that the Serbs were killing Bosnians. He initially played for the Serbian national team, but then switched to the Bosnian team. I take it that at one match, he was the first to shout the Bosnian cheer. I mean, that sounds like it could have been pretty poignant and emotional.
Yes, Zvezdan is an ethnic Bosnian Serb. He's actually born in Munich in Germany by Bosnian Serb parents. And he switched his allegiance toward Bosnia. And after a win over Lithuania, when they arrived to Sarajevo, they were greeted some 50,000 people there. And he didn't say anything, but just started a chant that basically states, who's not jumping hates Bosnia, something along those lines. And he started jumping on a balcony that he was located over there, and 50,000 people just followed. So
that's intense.
You know, even today when I'm talking about it, I'm getting goosebumps about it.
Yeah, I'll say. Let me ask you about another player, striker Edin Džeko. He was a child during the war, living in Sarajevo. Tell us about him and why he's not just a playmaker on the field. He's also been key off the field to this team, right?
I mean, Edin is a world-class striker. There's no doubt about it. He's one of the best. He led Manchester City to their second title in the last 3 years in the English Premier League. He's an excellent player. Put aside, his human qualities are exceptional. The guy is involved in a community back in Bosnia. He's helping out through UNICEF. He's helping out through his personal foundations. And yet he has an amazing story of survival in the besieged Sarajevo during the war, where he would play under the sniper fire, under the grenades. It's just all around amazing story of really good human being involved in so much. Even in recent flooding, he was the one that was visiting places while in Bosnia on a World Cup preparation.
I got to say, it really seems like this World Cup for Bosnians, whether they're in St. Louis or back home, players and fans, it's much more than a soccer tournament. It's almost feels like a healing moment for the country. Am I wrong?
No, you're absolutely right. It is a healing moment. I mean, it shows literally everything that Bosnia went through in the last 20, 25 years. Most of those guys that are playing there are not product of Bosnian leagues. They're not product of Bosnia in general. I mean, they left as refugees in the early 1990s, some of them as the toddlers. Quite a few of them were born outside of Bosnia, and for them to build careers, a lot of them played for different national teams. Misimovic is not the only one. Pjanic, Begovic played for Canada. Ibišević had a chance to play for United States. But then all of them opted out to play for Bosnia. And they're literally showing what unity can do. Literally, it just gave a glimmer of hope and healing to the rest of the country, regardless if they are in Bosnia, Herzegovina, or somewhere abroad.
You know, I've got my own team to root for, but you're making a really compelling pitch for me to root for Bosnia-Herzegovina now. So when they hit the field on Sunday, for those of us who want to root for them and this great narrative of unity through crisis, can you teach us a Bosnian cheer?
Absolutely. Hajmo Bosna, Bosna. Let's go Bosnia.
Okay, simple enough. Akif Kogo, community organizer and author of A Guide to Bosnian St. Louis. Hajmo Bosna, Bosna, and thank you, Akif.
Thank you so much. I hope you'll cheer for Bosnia as well.